is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and Downtown Manhattan Incorporated Steward of the Year, Lyle Butler. Congratulations, Lyle.
Well, thanks, Kathy. I was very surprised when the downtown director, Gina Scroggs, called me up one day and said, Lyle, I need to come see you. And so we scheduled a time, and she came in, and we meet regularly anyway to talk about different things in the downtown. And today she said, Lyle, I got something very important to tell you. And so I thought she was going to tell me about a new store opening or something happening. And then she said, we're going to honor you this year. And I said, for what? You know, and she says, 4 years ago, I think they started their Steward of the Year for downtown. And so she told me that I was this year's recipient. So I was very humbled. I don't do the things in the community to get recognition. I just want to make good things happen for Manhattan. So I was deeply honored to receive that award and recognition. And some of the other people that have won it before me are great people. So it was a good event, and I'm very appreciative, but very humbled by it. So,
well, very well deserved. I do want to mention before we get into the opening soons, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And looks like you got a fairly long list again, and we do want to remind folks that there's no list in December, so we'll just get that
I'll
out of the way
here
now.
But there won't be...
You take a break a couple
we take,
times.
Yeah, December, because there's usually, you get into the winter months, and there's not quite as much of that construction activity going on. And so we kind of give the group that works on all of this some time off. So anyway, but we'll have other things to talk about.
Oh, sure, there's always plenty to talk about.
Plenty to talk about in the community. And obviously your regular listeners know that we kind of start out with, since the last time I was here 4 weeks ago, we start out with some of the things that have opened since I've been here. So the Riley County Senior Service Center, of course, the big thing for them was their kitchen. And in fact, I heard you were interviewing the Meals on Wheels program on In Focus, and they were thrilled with the new kitchen that
Margaret Abbott,
that was there. So that's a real great addition for the community. A new discount store, Five Below, opened at 401 East Points Avenue since I was last here, and that's next to Academy Sports. The cardiovascular clinic, we did a ribbon cutting for them at 202 Research Drive. It's a brand new building. Clubhouse Realty and Clubhouse Realty Staging Company, we did their ribbon cutting since the last time I was here. They're located at 1212 Bluemont Avenue. It's right in as part of the Bluemont Hotel. And so they took some retail space that's there. John Harper relocated to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard, so he's open there. And we attended Seton Hall, did their ribbon cutting for their expansion and renovation at the Kansas State University campus. And the Old Sports Legends Bar and Grill is open where the old VFW was. And Manhattan Urgent Care opened in October. So those are some of the things that occurred since that I was here 4 weeks ago. Opening soon list starting out is Caldwell Banker Realty Group. They're simply doing some alterations to their building at 2630 Claflin Road. Smoothie King is going to be, that's in the West Loop Shopping Center, and they're going to go where the UPS store is has been currently, that's been there, and UPS store is just going to move a few doors down. And they're looking right now to open December 9th is the information that we have. And before we went on the air, we were talking about the Cowboy Chicken and locating in at the Southwind Place at 3228. And a lot of people, that's in the Seth Childs Commons, which is where Target is. And so I think they had a soft opening VIP last night.
Got a chance to sample a little of that.
They got a chance to sample that. And I'm not sure of their opening date that they say.
I almost think it might. Is it today?
It might be today that they're opening. And I know a lot of people have been talking about that. Also in the downtown area, Village Geek is opening. That's a company or a business from McPherson, Kansas. And Village Geek is a game place for children, adults, and it's a really fun deal. I think we're doing their ribbon cutting this Friday, if I'm correct on that. And so they will be opening officially, but it's going to be a fun place for the family or college students. And they have all kinds of games there. And it's was very popular, and it's very popular around the country, these kinds of businesses that are opening. So people need to look for that. And that, again, is in downtown Manhattan, and that'll be on 3rd Street, across from the mall. Aggieville. Going over there, of course, since the fire occurred at the Dusty Bookshelf, there was a long time when nothing was happening, and now there is renovations actually going on at the Dusty Bookshelf at 700 North Manhattan Avenue. So I don't have a time frame when that is going to open, but obviously it's a major rebuild because the fire destroyed the entire building. But the good news is that they've been able to preserve some of the outer walls that were there. So that's good for Aggieville. Moving still in the Aggieville area, 1205 Bluemont Avenue is the new apartment complex that is well under construction now. It's a four-story. They'll have 37 units, and that's really located right at the corner of 12th and Bluemont Avenue. And that'll be on the north side of Bluemont Avenue, so anybody going down that area can see that construction that's well underway. If we go over by the airport, Pioneer Seed is going to be building a new building in the Manhattan Business Park, and they hope to be open in late summer of 2018. They actually have some facilities here in Manhattan, but they're going to do some expansion and consolidation of some of their other locations in the community. So we're excited about that addition. And the Manhattan Business Park, for those that may not know, that's the business park that's out by the airport. Downtown Manhattan, again, Hayden Orthodontics, they're going to be opening their new facility in December of 2017. And Trinium Incorporated is also going to be located in the old VFW downtown. And you can see they've got a crew working there. Originally, that was part of High Tech Interiors, Fred and Jared Willick. This was another company they started many years ago, and they're still owned by the same company, but they want their own identity. And so High Tech Interiors is out on K18, and that's going to be there, and Trinium is going to be in the downtown. So we're excited about that. And I didn't give the address, but Hayden Orthodontics is located at 514 Humboldt, and that's a relocation for them to get some new space. And then Home Fusion is located at 306 Points Avenue, and that they're doing some alterations to that building. And if we go over to Fort Riley, this really isn't on Fort Riley Boulevard, but on East Points Avenue, and this is where Panera Bread is going to put a second location at 325 East Points Avenue, and then another chicken place coming to town is Raising Cane's, and that's also going to be at 325 East Points Avenue. There was a restaurant that used to be there, and that has been torn down, and the ground is leveled, and so they're working to build the first location for Raising Cane, and then Panera Bread, again, that's at 325 East Points Avenue. And then something we'll be talking about for a little while, but the city, through some grants, is going to be building a new Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center, which will be at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. The construction on that doesn't begin until 2018, although we're only a few weeks away.
That's
from
quite true. You'll be talking about year-enders next month when you're in.
Oh, boy. I got to start thinking about that. Uh-huh. So that'll be a project that'll begin in 2018, and the community will be very exciting to have some indoor recreation facilities at that location. Going over to the west side of town, there are a couple of residential areas that are under construction in the Grand Mere area. Prairie Village is a residential project by Schultz Construction. And they're putting, I just drove out there the other day, they're doing the infrastructure. They haven't actually started building any houses, but they're working on the water, sewer, and roads for that project that's out by there. Then a Joint Fit Chiropractic is going in at 2004 Clock Tower Place. That's a relocation from Candlewood. Prime Lending is going to go into 3801 Vanesta Drive. And then First Christian Church has bought land out in Grandmere, and they're going to be relocating and building a new building out in that area. And then we've got Wainwright Eye Care is going to be moving in and building a new facility at out at Vanesta Place. Colbert Hills has got a master plan, and they don't have they're raising money, so we don't have a timetable yet for this, but their plans are, of course, Colbert Hills Restaurant is out there, Colbert Hills Golf Course, but they intend to add a new event space out there, and then also expand the K-State golf facility at that location. Again, the university is raising, or the foundation is raising some money, and so at some point we'll have some time frames, but they do have some master plans for that. Fox Home Innovations is going to be moving and expanding. That was a startup company in our community, and just talked to them the other day, and I think they got 17 or 18 employees now. And both the ownership of that, two young men out of Kansas State University, and they've been doing quite well. And they intend to locate to a new facility at XL Road and Highway 24 sometime in 2018. I was just out on the east side of town on Highway 24. There's a new development, which is going to be a mixed-use development, and they've now just started putting the infrastructure in, and it's Heritage North. Heritage South is fully developed now. There's a lot of businesses out in that location, and now they're going across the street to Heritage North, and we don't have a list yet of tenants, but I know that they've got some tenants that is going into Heritage North on Highway 24. A new business, Home of the Flint Hills, is going out at Highway 24 and Flush Road. Kansas State University, they used to have a long list of things that they were working on construction, and many of those, as we mentioned earlier, Seton Hall a month or so ago had their ribbon cutting for them, but they're finishing up some projects in the K-State Student Union, which has had a major renovation. Again, I was just in that building, and if people haven't been to the K-State Union on the inside, it is very, very, very different from what a lot of people may remember it, and really did some improvements. And they're finishing up a few things, the Little Theater and Forum Hall. They're doing renovations in the K-State Union. JP's Restaurant has got a second location, and they're working on that, and they hope to open that officially late here in 2017, and that will finish out the K-State Student Union renovations. But again, very, very nice. They put a lot more windows, so it's a very
Dave
open.
Dave and I were just talking about that a little bit earlier
it's,
today.
It's very different, and I encourage people to go there. The Lafine Health Center, K-State purchased that building, and there were some still things in there with our local hospital, and some of those areas that used to be in there with the hospital have moved down downtown to where the old Ray's Apple Market used to be. And several months ago, we had a ribbon cutting for that. I think it was in August. But the Lafine Health Center, they're going to be doing some, continue to do some remodeling and expanding in that. And then new construction on some of our sorority fraternities, Pi Kappa Alpha House and the Beta House are doing new construction.
Should we go ahead and take a break?
Sure.
It's about 9:20. Again, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and Steward of the Year, Lyle Butler, with us today, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, you're listening to In Focus.